there's not a whole lot of happy stuff to talk about. And boy, do we need Justin McKinney more than ever. And he's good enough to join us for a couple of minutes this morning to lighten my load. Thank you for that, Justin.
No worries, Mike. I appreciate you having me on.
Before we get into anything here, I want to ask how your dad is doing, because I know he had some pretty major surgery a couple days ago.
Yeah, you know, he was, as of yesterday, it was the 31st he went in. As of yesterday, he was still on a ventilator. So they had a breathing tube still. So there was, it's taken longer than they had expected, but they still say it's not that uncommon. So today he's supposed to come off that. So we're all just thinking about him and hoping for the best.
Well,
yeah, he's going to be 80. He's almost 80 years old.
Wow. And so you mentioned ventilator, and people are going to think, oh, he's got COVID-19. Whole different story. Something really potentially more serious.
It's a heart. It's a heart valve replacement. And they went in. There was a couple other things. But, yeah, but you know, right when he said ventilator, I'm like, they might need that ventilator, right? That's all over the place. They're talking about ventilators. My dad's using one right now. So he's got to get his crap together and get off it.
Well, we'll be thinking about him, and I saw your posting
Thank
on
you.
Facebook, so I knew I wasn't breaking any HIPAA violations or laws or anything like that.
No, not at all. And you know, it's weird, Mike. I never know if I even put that up there. I don't usually share that kind of stuff, but
right.
He was going in the night before for it, and I haven't even updated everybody as to what I'm telling you now, but hopefully, you know, if there's an update today, maybe I'll put it out there, because people have been asking. So thank you. Thanks for asking.
Sure, Justin. So I've noticed, of course, if you don't know Justin, and you did a thing last Saturday night where it was a live Facebook thing, and you totally got into one segment that I could totally relate to. You're talking about how people assume that we know you around here, but everybody thinks that you're famous, right? And there is nothing more awkward, and this happens to me a lot, where I'll be with friends, and they listen, and they know who I am, and they'll introduce me to somebody. Oh, you must listen to Mike Morin on the radio. I have no freaking clue who I am. Right?
Exactly.
So
exactly. And it's I don't know why people feel the need to go like, oh, he's famous. You know who that is? He's famous. The barista does it all the time. And, oh, he's famous. Everyone just looks like, I don't know who that guy is. So yeah, clearly I'm not.
Well, I mean, we have our own little sphere of fans and things, but outside of that, not every, you know, and it's a good humbling exercise that, you know what, we're just like everybody else. We just happen to have jobs where people know who we are. Some.
We are. And in this town, obviously, the town where I live in New Market, New Hampshire, more people know me than not. And I will if people will come up to me. And what, you know, another funny story, I didn't tell it tonight on the Facebook Live, but I went and got pizza at Panzanella's, and I had left. And I was back in my car. I did pickup, and all of a sudden, this guy comes running out with a pen. I thought he wanted my autograph. I never signed the bill.
Oh.
So I guess he did want my autograph, but not for the reasons I thought, maybe.
Well, you're also channeling your comedy chops during this unemployment period by torturing your kids with homeschooling. I've been watching some of this stuff. Very funny stuff like the fact versus opinion lesson. I mean, they're very short. I think anybody would enjoy seeing them on your Facebook. It's Facebook, right? Or your website.
Yeah, Facebook, and I just put them up on YouTube, too, so they're all up there. And there's a series of them. I've done 12 days now. I've done 12 days in a row of these Facebook homeschool videos. These homeschool videos are on YouTube and Facebook. And, yeah, they're just little things, whatever the lesson plan is. Like, today I don't even know what it's going to be yet. I got to look at what his lessons are, and then I kind of do a funny spin off of that. But people, I'm only doing it because now people are like, oh, we look forward to these every day. So even if you like my page, though, you have to go to my page. It doesn't mean you're going to see it. Just because you like my page, it won't pop up in your feed. So if you want to go to my page, they're all on there. And I look, this started out as I'm going to do it for 15 days. That was what we got. We got 15 days. We're going to only be closed. Now they're talking all through April and maybe through the end of the year. So I don't know how long I can keep doing this. But people are reaching out to me and really enjoying them.
I am too, and I really enjoyed the one on April 1st. I don't know if you want to divulge what the bit was, but it was hilarious.
Sure, yeah. Let's tell them because they can go see it anyway. They can show their kids. These are all kid friendly, so you can show your kids.
Yes.
You can watch these with your kids. So I woke them up and I told them that because they had done 10 days at that time, they've done such a great job. I'm giving them the day to play video games and watch TV all day, and they couldn't believe it. They're all excited. They come down. And then I had a graphic made on the TV that says April Fool's, you know, class starts at 8:30 sharp. And they were, they weren't too happy about that. Like, whatever, Dad. I'm like, you know, look, I would want the day off, to be honest. But I'm, look, I started this whole thing, you know, early on where I, you know, I think it all started with my wife was going to do, like, the science, the math, the social studies, the writing, the reading. I was going to do the gym, you know. and then it turned out that she's got on conference calls all day. She's working. So it's kind of fallen to me. But I'm making the best of it. And, you know, what can we do? I have no gigs right now. My show at the Capitol Center I was supposed to be at the Capitol Center last weekend. And I ended up doing, did you see the comedy quarantine stand-up for family that I did in my living room?
Well, are you talking about the Facebook Live thing or something else?
No. I did, this is on my page as well. It's comedy quarantine. My boy introduced me. I did 5 minutes in front of my family.
Oh, no. Was it brutal?
Yeah. It was funny. My mother-in-law was on FaceTime with some of her friends down in Massachusetts. So you could hear them laughing from the FaceTime thing, too. But check that one. I got to repost that. But I did that. I did it 2 Saturdays ago. But I posted it last week. That's comedy quarantine. It's just 5 minutes, but I actually do stand up in front of my family about the quarantine and all that. So, yeah, I'm putting out a ton of content right now just to try to stay busy. And you know, people, you know, if you like it, everybody, and you share it, that really helps me out. Because Facebook, the algorithm, they know I'm a business. And I talked about this, I think, on the Facebook Live thing a little bit.
You did, yes.
They know I'm a business. So I pay them to promote my stuff all the time. So if all of a sudden they're like, well, if we start spreading this stuff without him paying us, he'll never pay us again. So it's a business thing, and they squash it. So if you share my stuff, it's not going to your 500 friends or whatever. It's going to, like, 8 of your friends. So, but still, the more that do it, the better. So, you know, everything helps. But, I mean, Facebook drives me up the wall. They send me a thing. Hey, if you give us $100, we'll send this to 500 more people. Like, $100. I go, I got no job right now. I'm unemployed. I'd love to be taking care of Jeff, what's his name, Mike Zuckerberg, whatever his name is.
Yeah, right,
I'd love
yeah.
to be. You know, I'd love to be, you know, making sure he's got enough money. You know?
So, you know, you're doing you're doing a lot of live hits and a lot of, you know, segmented comedy, the school thing, and your stand up in the living room and the Facebook Live. Is your act how's this going to change your act when you finally get to go back in front of real audiences again?
Well, I think it's all going to depend, Mike, on where we are as a country, as a region. How devastating this is going to be. I mean, you got to be pretty sensitive as to how you handle it, you know. And I don't know where we're going to be when I come back. Like, obviously I'll be able to talk about it in some ways, but how I talk about it will all depend. I mean, you know, the idea of being quarantined with the wife and the kids and all that stuff is going to be fine. But you know, early on, before this really hit, I had more stuff about the coronavirus itself, and I don't know how some of that stuff might fly now. Depending on where this thing turns and how, you know, people are really hurting. I mean, you forget, you know, the economy and people dying, you know, people. I know people now who are, you know, who know people who are very close to them who have died from this. So it's a serious thing. So I think that's what will change a little bit. But, you know, and the other thing, too, is a lot of the material is being done. You know, here I am, I'm laying out these lesson plans. That's why I don't go online and even watch anything, because all of a sudden I'll see something in my feed, like someone will do a meme. And I'll be like, oh, I was going to do that as one of my lessons, and that's out there. But I can't, you know, so many of these jokes are getting out there. You know, to be original will be the challenge, to put my original spin on it.
Talking
you know?
To New Hampshire comedian Justin McKinney, who plays all over the place, and really best bang for the buck, really. Hey, go out and see him when he gets back on the road. I want to circle back to what you were just talking about, knowing when it's the right time to talk about it and how sensitive you have to be. After 9/11, I spoke with Seth Meyers, another great New Hampshire comedian, and I asked him, when did you know it was okay to go back and be funny and you know, do your act again? He said, well, you're not going to believe this, but I got hired by Saturday Night Live just weeks before 9/11, and we had all this stuff planned, and then 9/11 hit, and Lorne Michaels, we didn't know what to do with it. And they didn't do any shows until the end of September that year, and that was his first show. It was extremely awkward. And so I just remember thinking about comedians during the 9/11 thing, and this is kind of an expanded version of that.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely – I mean, this is because people can't go out and even be together. Like, you can't even get people in a crowd, like, for what I do. I believe on the Facebook Live interview I did, which is still up on my page, by the way, if anyone wants to see it. I took it live, but it's up there. Didn't I mention 9/11?
You may have mentioned it, but you didn't really do too – just in passing,
so,
I think.
So basically, you know, after that had happened, I had been doing stand-up probably 3 or 4 weeks after it. I had been doing stand-up, and it was all appropriate stuff, and it was really – it really hit a good nerve where people were – where I had trouble – it was stronger than my other material, like, that I was doing after. I had trouble – you know, comedians still talk about having trouble following yourself sometimes if you have a chunk that's so funny, and then you try to switch back into your other stuff, and it's like people were really digging that, you know, so much. But my point is, was then I went and did a college thing, a NACA convention, and it was college kids. And it was like a month after, and when I tried opening with the stuff because it was so strong in the clubs, and it was like they didn't know what to do because it was just too soon for them. Like they couldn't process it that fast. So everybody is different, and it all depends on, you know, where we are and what the, you know, what the losses are and where everyone's going with this. And, you know, and I could even remember a year or two after 9/11, I was still doing some jokes about it, and somebody came up and said, "Oh, I thought you were really funny, but I lost somebody on 9/11, so it just brought me back to that." Like it made me think of that. So imagine you've got an audience, and somebody has passed away from the coronavirus, and I'm up there making a joke about, you know what I mean? Even though I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So it's a really tough situation, and everybody handles it differently, and everybody can get offended differently, you know. My dad was homeless for many years, and people can make fun of homeless people, and it wouldn't faze me at all, but it could offend somebody else. Or, you know, my mom died of a brain aneurysm when I was a small boy. So if someone talked about dying of a brain aneurysm, that wouldn't bother me either. But it doesn't mean it wouldn't bother somebody. Everybody's different. So that's – you just got to always balance it. I try to, you know, make – the idea is everyone to have a good mood and be in a good mood and have fun. But you can't prevent some people getting offended from some things. It's just par for the course.
Mm. Well, you've got enough seasoning and enough experience that you know how to deal with that and you know how to get over it. But you did remember that lesson about 9/11, and I know that's going to resonate in your brain when you start doing the COVID stuff.
Yeah. Yep, it will.
All right. Parentally Challenged is a fun Amazon Prime and Apple iTunes show that you can get on your TV. And JustinMcKinney.com, JUSTON, JustinMcKinney.com, the website. You're on social media like crazy. You can watch his daily school lessons, torturing his kids. And yes, he can be serious once in a while, a very, very thoughtful discussion this morning. And that's kind of where I wanted to go with this, to see how are you going to adapt once this is over?
Yeah. No, it's what we're all dealing with now. And I think sometimes you can be what's the word I'm looking for? Where you're not aware of the situation, where you just think like nothing's changed. I'm just going to flick a switch and just do what I was doing in January. But we're all kind of going through this right now. And everyone's, you know, people are scared. People don't know what's going to happen. There's people that, you know, you don't know, you know, if you're going to get hired. And I'm self-employed. I mean, I lost 4 months of work.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, this is the first time that I've been scared. I mean, even, you know, and I talked about this, I think, on the live thing too, like even back during the Great Depression, you know, all those people were out of work, but they were in bread lines, but at least they could be in lines. Like, we can't even be in lines.
Yeah.
Like, we have to be apart, you know, because we'll get, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a weird thing, man. Never thought I'd see, I try to explain to my kids, never seen anything like this, you know? And, you know, so, you know, who knows? But we'll get through it, and hopefully we'll be stronger and better, and, you know, we are making ties. I mean, I said the other day, I go, my wife and I are actually getting closer to killing each other.
And with that, we say thank you very much for calling in this morning, and we'll talk again, I think, before this is all over, because fascinating. And go to JustinMcKinney.com, and you know, you need a laugh, you're going to find it right there. It's all appropriate, most of it kid friendly. So thank you so much, Justin. I really means a lot that you spent all this time with me this morning.
Mike, it means a lot you have me. Everyone out there listening, best of luck. Stay safe and all that good stuff. And,
best
look forward to seeing you all soon.
Best to your dad, too, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. See you later, Justin. Bye-bye.
Have a great day, buddy.
You too, man.